many small towns lost their old theaters and opera houses over the years. In some cases, they were torn down, sometimes they were converted into other uses, and occasionally they were restored and they found new and expanded uses. This town did the latter and now draws crowds and events throughout the year. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know. Many small towns lost their old theaters and opera houses over the years. In Faribault, Minnesota, they were able to save and renovate their old showcase. Today, it's the Paradise Center for the Arts, and it holds many events for all ages.
They have this great array of classes as well. You can learn pottery, you can do glass-fused pendants, you can learn how to paint.
Kelly Nygaard says the Paradise Center for the Arts has been an anchor that attracts residents from the region.
Getting those shows and getting that rolling has been instrumental because it really is a keystone component of our downtown.
Locals set about sprucing up the look of the downtown. Kelly notes that was accomplished in several ways.
We currently have about 15 murals downtown, and we're adding. We just did a ribbon cutting this summer on another one. All very vibrant, some of which tell our history or give a nod to it.
And along the streets, you'll find something else that involved another group here in Faribault.
We have beautiful flower baskets throughout our entire downtown, and that's a partnership with the city and the senior center.
Plus, you'll find another unique attraction, so to speak, along the sidewalks.
We have these two beautifully restored Tilt-A-Whirl cars. Faribault is actually where the Tilt-A-Whirl was invented and built. We had a couple of really passionate community members who were Main Street committee members as well, who took the lead on getting those restored.
You can hear more about these ideas and others from small towns at a website we've created just for these stories. Go to TotalTownMakeover.com and see those stories under the Resources tab, or just follow Total Town Makeover on Facebook. Traveling the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.